Right now, though, we begin our show just outside Yosemite National Park with a look at a different side of the housing crisis that's plaguing communities up and down the state. When people think of homelessness in Central California, they often think of big cities like Fresno or Bakersfield. But in the mountains of Madera County, it's also a problem. FM89's Ezra David Romero reports that while short-term rentals like Airbnb are booming for many homeowners and tourists in the area, a separate population is finding it tough to find a place to live in the communities that lead to Yosemite National Park.
This is it. Come on in.
Serenity Village is a 7-unit affordable apartment complex in Oakhurst targeted at helping homeless people get back on their feet.
Everything is furnished when they move in. There's a microwave, there's a dining table, there's couches, a bed, nightstand.
Jody Ketchaside oversees a number of government-run homeless facilities in Madera and Fresno counties, including Serenity Village. She says every week her team has to turn away homeless people. The housing program requires a person to be homeless for a year and have a disability.
The case manager for this particular program is seeing more people that haven't been on the streets longer than a year. That's somebody new than from when we counted in 2016. She has to tell them what nobody ever wants to tell anyone. They haven't been homeless long enough.
She blames the lack of affordable housing and jobs in the region. When her team can't help, they often point them to Matt Mellon with Sierra Vista Presbyterian Church.
Sierra Vista Church, this is Matt.
Mellon runs a ministry that employs homeless people for $10 an hour for up to 12 hours a week. He says homeless people are attracted to Oakhurst because of the ease of life here.
We hear of people who have been on the street down in Bakersfield, Fresno, and they come up here because they feel like, well, they don't have to worry as much about getting in fights or having somebody attack them in the middle of the night. The drawback is we have fewer resources up here to be able to help.
The people the church hires for the Jubilee ministry do everything from answering calls, cleaning the church, and keeping the acreage around the church fire ready. Mellon says he is beginning to see families become affected by the lack of affordable housing. He says one family lost their home when the owner converted it into a short-term rental.
They were evicted, and now they have nowhere to go. They were living in a tent trailer for a while. Now they're having to move off of that property. And they have a little girl who's 6 years old. She's in first grade right now, and they're trying to go, how do I be homeless with a first grader?
Mellon's in a bind himself. He can't find a rental in Oakhurst, so he commutes from Fresno. Justin Bales just began his first week back at the Jubilee Ministry. He moved back to Oakhurst after spending time in jail and a period of being homeless in Bakersfield.
This is like a little slice of heaven, I'll be honest to you. I've been all around California. I've been everywhere, Sacramento, LA, Fresno, all over. In Bakersfield, I was in the mission, and it was as ghetto as could be. People, you know, shooting up drugs right outside the gate. You don't see that right here.
When Bales isn't couch surfing, he's living on the streets. He's looking for a more permanent job, and even though work is scarce, he says he wanted to move home near family. He says the community needs more services for the homeless population, like a shelter.
You get out on the streets and you're like, okay, even if I'm not a drug user, you end up using drugs because you're going to be cold at night. Well, if you're using drugs, you're warm at night. Really miss Madera County. Opened up some kind of shelter for people that tried.
So is the homeless problem getting worse because of the short-term rentals? It's hard to make that direct connection, but there is a long-term rental shortage in the area. Everyone I spoke with says they've noticed new homeless faces in the area, but the actual number hasn't officially grown. In 2016, 43 homeless people were counted in the Oakhurst area, but that number dropped to around 35 in this year's count. Officials say the number is low because there weren't many volunteers this year for the count. Still, Tom Nicolalulis with Mana House, a food pantry, free thrift shop, and job training facility in Oakhurst, doesn't think the homeless problem is large enough in the area for a shelter. Even though his ministry served over 35,000 families last year, he says overall, he doesn't think the rental issues are creating widespread homelessness.
I'm not going to be ignorant to the fact that it could generate some homelessness because I have already seen it happen. As long as we have humanity on earth, we're going to have a homeless population. Every town across the nation has a homeless population.
Whether or not the homeless situation in the region is growing, For those in the streets, life is still difficult for these people. People like Michael Clay.
Kind of wasting my money trying to make ends meet, buying things I can't keep.
We met at the New Community Unitarian Methodist Church of Oakhurst for a dinner serving the homeless population.
West is food to our use.
Spaghetti, meatballs, and salad are on the menu.
Amen.
Amen.
Clay isn't sure if the homeless population is growing in the area, but he says in his 7 months of being homeless this time around, he's noticed new faces on the street. He sleeps in a graveyard to hide away from homeless people he think will harm him.
I'm basically now running around with two pairs of clothes and a tarp and a blanket, mostly frustrated because I do have a disability and a means to pay for an apartment, but I'm being harried all up and down 41 by other homeless people, and they keep moving in from other areas.
Clay is on two wait lists for affordable apartments in Oakhurst, but he says he isn't banking on a unit becoming available anytime soon. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero in Oakhurst.